Welcome to the podcast. My name is David Shannon, and these are the chats I wish I could have had with someone as I've created life as a full-time musician. If you're on that road and you need a friend, or you need to hear the same stories and struggles that you're going through from another human's mouth, you're in the right place. Connect with me at davidshannon.com and let's move you into that space where you're really thriving and sharing your gifts with the world. Let's go. All right, we are talking today about personal development and fulfillment, and I'm just going to turn my phone off so it doesn't make any noises during this podcast. But it seems fitting that I'm in Bali. I am going to do an energy work session just after recording this. And I had a comment on the podcast a while ago about curiosity of when I talk about dealing with my own layers of shit, growing as a human, I'm going to say energetically, spiritually, as well as the technical learnings in terms of how we learn skills and that side of things as well. They all have a flow-on effect, in my opinion. We'll talk about that in this podcast, as well as a bunch of the things I've done along the way that have led to really greater fulfillment in my life, as well as a better understanding of myself and how I function in the world. And what I've found, and why I'm sharing this podcast on a musician's podcast, obviously it's my podcast, it makes sense to share my journey with you all, but also you're going to have your own reflections or things that you're curious in and interested in on a personal level, that as you dive into those things, they're going to grow you as a human. They may not be, and likely won't be, exactly the same things that I've dived into. But as you grow in who you are, that affects your musical output and expression and vibe for shows you do, for songs you write, for all that sort of stuff. And hopefully, which is the aim of this podcast as well, that listening to these things, you'll get ideas, you'll get inspiration to go and maybe look up something, work on something. You'll have some aha moments that just fundamentally shift how you are anyway. You're like, oh, I could not worry about what the audience thinks of me. Oh my gosh, amazing. That might be fun. But diving into just sharing a little bit of my personal journey in personal development, spiritual aspects, energy work, all sorts of stuff. The first thing I was really introduced to was a program called the Landmark Forum when I was 17. This is a four-day conversation. It grew out of a pretty radical training in the 70s where, you can go and look it up, but essentially the whole point was, in the 70s it was pretty intense and pretty full on, but that's what got the results, really got people to shift and come out the other side of a weekend making different choices automatically. And so I'm going to suggest in this podcast, when you truly change something, when you truly shift something, you don't have to think about it. You naturally make different choices. You naturally move. And a good example would be, depending on your age as you listen to this, but when you're, 18, 20, whatever, 25, who knows, naturally you're drawn to going out and partying late, drinking. Like, that is often the culture, or more so. And partly maybe it's a generational thing, maybe it's changing, but there's a point somewhere for most people where they're like, I don't know that I want it. I think I want to just maybe chill with some friends at home versus going out to like full on loud clubs and things like that. You don't really have to think about it. It becomes a natural change. And some of you may relate. Some of you might be like, no, I'm like 70 and I love going out till 2 a.m. Partying it up on the dance floor. So who am I to say what you do? But those things, there's a natural change. Or let's say when you get into a relationship versus being single, you naturally choose different things. You don't have to, hopefully, depending on how your relationship's going, But you don't have to remind yourself to go and hang out with your partner. It's something that's natural that you want to do, and so you find yourself making different choices. Anyway, that is a tangent. My mum did the landmark forum. She came back and she just started doing the things she wanted to do. She cleaned up the garden that she'd complained about for a very long time. And I was like, and she was a much easier human to interact with. I felt like she actually listened. So I went and checked it out. And the funniest thing for me happened was the guy talking about sharing what the landmark forum was. When I walked in, I was late, and he said, look, you're probably not going to understand. You've missed, you know, a bunch of stuff at the start. You might not understand what this is really about, but, you know, thanks for being here. And in my head, I was like, fuck you, man. I'm going to understand whatever this thing is better than any of these people sitting here. So I was really engaged, and I obviously got a lot out of that evening. Went and did the program, and that was my first taste of something beyond the schooling curriculum, a conversation that looked at aspects of how we live our life and made some amazing distinctions between, you know, things. There's things that happen, but we attach onto it our own story, our own meaning about what happened. That's just one perspective. There can be many, multiple, infinite, as many humans as there are in the world that can create their own story and meaning about that particular occurrence, that particular thing that happened. So I got gifted these tools, really. You know, I signed up and did the program, but I had these tools that a lot of people don't have access to since I was 17. And I started getting fascinated, you know, having different conversations. And yes, I was an odd kid at school. I didn't fit in. I questioned why still. I never grew out of that. I still haven't. But it became this fascination of, like, what's the difference between, I know people that just naturally, effortlessly, have a whole lot of money in their world. It's not a thing, there's not a charge. That's the most natural thing to them. They don't work necessarily harder than other friends that don't have a lot of money. And so I'd be fascinated, like, why is that? what's truly going on? And anyway, to keep kind of going through some of this stuff, the first personal development book I read, I was 21. And it was The Magic of Thinking Big by David J. Schwartz, which I really recommend if you haven't dived into any of that sort of stuff. And I remember reading it and just being super inspired and also thinking, how have I never come across this kind of content, these kind of books, this kind of conversation through all of school, through all of, you know, I felt like there was... this stuff was maybe touched on very lightly in my household. And more so conversations have happened later down the track. I think with both my parents, they have an interest in their own growth and personal development, as all of us do. But that wasn't a huge part of the family dinner table conversation for me. So anyway, why am I sharing this? Is hopefully you gain a greater understanding of my journey and you just get to see some of the behind the scenes. But also you're going to know if there's something you've been wanting to do, whether it's energy work, whether it's breath work, whether it's, you know, doing a course or studying something that you have a curiosity about. My thing is, go do it, jump in. Through all of this stuff, and I'll share a little bit more about some of the different things that I've done, but through all of this stuff, there's a recurring thing for me that comes through, that It's a repeating pattern that if I was just a little bit better, if the audio on this podcast was just a little bit better, then maybe it would have some sort of magical impact that I would feel like I'd done enough or I'd achieved enough, you know? And so I share that because that's not going to go away for me in my life. As I've learnt more about myself, I'm like, oh, that's happening. You know what? I could just sit down and record and share with you and use this little Rode Wireless Go. Part of me is like, man, I don't like that it's just sitting obvious on the camera. It is going to be obvious now that I've pointed it out. If it wasn't before, I like that it's black, so it kind of blends in. But part of me just wants to do an incredibly professional video and recording and all of that sort of stuff. And it's a total contradiction with the fact that for this podcast, I have an intention and an energy and something I'd like to express and share with you that I feel will give benefit. But I also haven't sat down and mapped out each exact point, the specifics of what I'm going to say and how am I going to craft it so that it's like it really lands. I've learned to just share the energy that comes through me and trust that what I'm saying and what I'm sharing will reach the people that find value in it and need to hear it. So that's a little bit on just my internal dialogue and workings as well. But some of the things that have been really, really useful to me is I'm going to say, just to preface these, is my hunger for learning and experiencing and seeing different perspectives. So I jumped into Casey Neistat brought out a filming course. So I jumped in and I went through that whole course and I made videos in the style and manner learning from him. It's like, do I practice and is that my main thing? Nope. But I learned some things from it that I now apply that have become part of me. If I go through the course again, if I work through it, I will pick up additional things that will add into what I do when I naturally pick up a camera. But the goal for me is, what can I take away, even if it's one or two things that I learned that I now apply when I make the next vlog, when I make the next video, what could I take away from what Casey does? In terms of music and audio, I'm currently going through, I went through a Logic kind of boot camp because I realized I jumped in and I have some basic understandings of Logic, but I didn't feel like I was using it pretty well. So I jumped in and did a course on that. I am currently just starting a course on mixing because, again, I have some basic understanding, but it's something I'm diving into with the album, and I'm curious at this point whether I'm going to send it to someone else, whether I'm going to mix it myself. I'm curious whether it's going to be a pretty acoustic album or whether it's going to be really fleshed out. I don't actually know the answer to that. It might be a bit of a mix. But I've dived in and I'm learning it. In terms of the personal growth, I've read a lot of books. Again, I jump on a lot of courses. Some of the things that have been the most profound for me are Access Consciousness. You can go and look up what and who they are. Dane Heer and Gary Douglas. I learned to run the Access Bars, which is an energy, what are we going to call it? an energy work process. And I had some profound shifts in myself, realizing that, oh wow, I actually can contribute and heal via energy rather than I guess what I grew up with was that to contribute to someone physically it needs to be touch, like an actual massage, or you need to be a doctor or a chiropractor or something like that. And so my views expanded from jumping in and learning these things and experiencing them, regardless of what the outcome was. Another one was doing breath work. I had a pretty profound experience where my body actually basically was like I was paralyzed from the neck down, which sounds incredibly weird to say. And I would not have believed that that would possibly happen from lying on a floor breathing for an hour before I did it. But again, this was a recommendation of someone that I respected who said that they got a lot out of this particular form of breath work. There was a program happening, so I went, sure, I'm here, I can sign up, I can go along. And I genuinely, when the course started and the lady shared a little bit about it, I was like, I have just wasted $100 to go and lie on the floor. I'll be nice and relaxed. I never thought that I'd have the experience that I had from it. So I think this is probably a good point to just, you know, wrap up. And I will put in the show notes some of the personal development programs that I have done with links, so that this is useful for you if you want to go and look some of those things up. I'm not going to put in there anything I don't recommend, same with anything you find just online from me. If it's something that's provided value for me, I'm going to share it. And there's some things that I've done, I guess, as well, where it's like, I've got some value, and I've also had the awareness to go, this person running this program has some interesting energy in their mix as well. And that's true, I think, for all of us. So for anything I share here, there's some contribution that I can gift and share with you listening. And there's also a whole lot of limitations and energy that for me is stuck or tense, or I don't have the capacity around. And I guess that's a nice way to wrap up this podcast, is my fundamental philosophy on learning, growing, developing, and finding fulfillment, finding what's the point where you're like, okay, I'm really interested in this, I'm going to go and enjoy the learning process and diving into it. And also, there's a whole lot of points where you're like, man, I'm satisfied as. There's nothing, I'm not learning because there's something missing. I'm learning because I'm enjoying the process of learning this thing. And I think that's an important distinction that I've slowly learnt for myself, and probably will continue to do so. But when you go into learning, I wouldn't learn, I wouldn't want to learn about relationships from someone that didn't have a good relationship. And that can be hard to assess sometimes, but it's, some of you know, I'm divorced, I'm single, you know, I was married and got separated, but I joke every now and then, I'm like, yeah, definitely let me give you some relationship advice. I'm single and previously divorced, you know? It's sort of like, that may not be the best person to get relationship advice from. Talk to me about being a full-time musician. Awesome. I have a lot to contribute in that space. Talk to me about personal development and moving through a whole lot of things and expanding your capacity to connect and be open and share with the world. Like, one of the outcomes of all of the stuff that I've done is this podcast. I would not be comfortable sharing half of this information or talking just so openly if I hadn't, you know, put myself into interesting and somewhat awkward spaces where, when I say awkward, it's just out of my comfort zone. I don't know what's going to show up. I don't know what's going to happen. And a lot of it is I feel called, or I feel some sort of nudge or intuition that I need to go and do it. And so I kind of like get myself and my thoughts out of the way and go, okay, I'm just going to sign up. I'm just going to show up. And I'll have the experience, and then I get some feedback and be like, okay, there's something here. you know. So we're actually wrapping up. It's a little bit of a long chat, but thanks for sticking around, and I trust that you got some value and insight for yourself from it. I am off to do I'm off to do a spinal energetics session. Again, I will leave the link with a beautiful human that, again, I just searched up, and a practitioner in Bali, because I felt drawn, and I laugh at how things connect, because she's literally about to leave Bali. So I'm really grateful that I managed to do a couple of sessions. But anyway, there's a lot of things I could share more on this topic. So obviously reach out and feel free to comment, chat, and message me as well. But alongside doing music, learning and improving my craft there, I have a huge interest in the way we work, why people do the things that they do, how come one person is successful, and let's say in commercial terms, with like release of music and albums and things like that, and the next person who writes amazing music and, you know, maybe is a much better musician, how come they just can't, no one listens, you know, it's like, interesting. So if you want to chat more about this, I'm totally open to it. It's a little bit different on the podcast this week, but I appreciate you tuning in, and we'll see you next week.